I wrote about it's the system, stupid. The cause of misery. The other day I wrote about it's the system, stupid. The cause of misery. The question I am not sure I answered is this, what is this system? So in yesterday's Friday podcast, I looked with Bonnie, what is the system, really? The Friday podcast is a one-on-one coaching. I am the coach, and Bonnie is the coaching client. It is real, not play acting. And what I saw is that the system is really the seed level of a person, of an organization, of a business. The seed level. The seed from which everything grows. Everything a person does, thinks, feels come from that seed. Has come and will come. And regardless of what happens to that person, their experience of life remains the same, as long as the seed remains the same. It is relatively easy to see what the seed level is, it takes expert questioning, so for an expert it is easy. Bonnie's seed level is I don't have anything to give. It's the seed level of scarcity. Most people have a version of that seed level, but how it is worded is what will be probably the most important. Scarcity is the norm for humanity, on this level of evolution, a sense of scarcity. But scarcity is not real. Scarcity is an interpretation. Just like alone is. Tons of people feel alone in a crowd, or at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Scarcity is a feeling. A feeling of having nothing to give. Or not being enough, or not being a match to life, or not being smart enough, pretty enough, loved enough, not belonging, not appreciated, not noticed, not understood, not. All those people who create vision boards, or daydream, or post on Reddit think that they can cause abundance. But what they don't know is that unless the seed level changes, they will experience scarcity in the most abundant of circumstances. Unless someone can connect the seed level mindset, worldview, scarcity with their behavior, feeling, attitude in the present, their actions will be always misdirected. This is what is called, connecting the dots. Misdirected mostly mean, not get the result they hope to get. But what directs the actions in the present? Mirages, I say. Mirages of success, or love, of pleasure, of abundance. And like any self-respecting mirage, they direct the hapless victim to the middle of the desert dying of thirst. Okay, not literally, but when we really look, that is what everyone's life seems to be, actions that take them deeper into what they don't want. Scarcity. So, if you get my drift, you want to find out exactly what is your seed level, and connect the dots. See what actions, what attitudes, what remedial/fixing actions are taking you deeper into the desert. Without really seeing what is so, being maybe mortified, ashamed, sad, whatever, and yet coming to terms with what you've been producing. That wasn't what you wanted to produce, you can't do anything about your seed level. The system. How long will it take? I don't know. It depends, so it is personal. The most important element is having room for what you don't like, having room for what you don't want. Room. Space. Having room means simply that you don't react to it. That you don't resist it, don't try to fix it, don't lie about it, don't pretend it is not true. Not as a conscious act, but as the result of the having room. And therein lies the difficulty. One of my students just managed to make room for stuff she doesn't like. She started 14 months ago. She learned to turn on her intention 8 months ago but didn't actually use it until just now. Musseltist says, the moment she intended to intend, meaning it wasn't just a move she learned from me. Instead it was something that she saw as the means to escape misery. She started to intend, i.e. use what she learned for herself. Instead of trying to please me. Trying to please me? Yes. Her seed level is that unless she pleases the people around her, she will get punished. So doing something for herself was a courageous act, inside the system she lives in. Another student experienced true appreciation and an honest desire to be someone who is not all about herself. The starting point measurements is a snapshot of your system. Every single number tells the same story, to what degree you live in scarcity, to what degree it prevents you from being productive, being willing to tell the truth, confront what you don't like, etc. I know you want me to tell you how to fix it. But if I told you anything that sounds like a fix, you'd rush and try to do that. While you haven't gotten to know thing yet. The seed level you want needs to be new. A whole new reality. Not some change. Not more, better, or different. New reality. And you cannot get to new from something. You have to get to know thing. 91% of all the work is to get to know thing. When it is successful, then there is a moment. Everyone suggests that you invent. But you can only invent from the past. More, better, different. You cannot invent something new. You can only stumble on it, no matter who you are. New is an emerging phenomenon. Appearing from the fog. You cannot will it. You cannot think it. And you cannot create it. You need to be in a place where it can emerge. You need to be in no thing. Some 20 years ago I was heading to do a training to a group of very conceited people in Ithaca, New York. Ithaca is the home of Cornell University. But otherwise it is a dump. But the people living in Ithaca, at least the ones I used to know, think that they are superior to other people. And the group I was sent to train didn't think much of me. I was not from Ithaca. Moreover, I was a foreigner. On my way, it's an hour-long drive from where I live, I was doing the work to get to no thing. And then the highway traffic came to a dead stop. I was terrified. I wasn't only considered lesser than my students, I was also going to be late. So I sat in my car and did the work. The work of getting to no thing. It is a lot like the method of hitting bottom. Finally, after about 15 minutes of that, I got to no thing. I looked at everything that proved that I was worthless. And allowed to be true. I didn't fight it. I just observed it with sober eyes. And the possibility of being a winner emerged. A winner? I asked. I got so excited, I got out of the car. Remember, the traffic was a standstill. There, standing on the three-lane highway, I looked at my car, and saw an etching on the rear small window, WDSC. It meant, four-door sports car. I started to laugh out loud. Sports car? Ha ha ha. I am a winner. I shouted. And in that moment the traffic started to move. And I was on time, and the people there listened to me like I was the messenger of God. So yeah, that is how it works. So once you get to know thing, you have a new seed level emerge. And then you act, from that, as long as that seed level is alive. Because I had been in training at that point 18 years, I knew how to keep it alive. So that new seed level, I am a winner, is still alive and active. My original seed level was I am worthless. And my original actions always came from a need to prove that I wasn't. Ugh. So the new way of being caused dramatic shifts in my being. And joy. Alas, joy, a joyous life is not possible with your original seed level. At best you can have glee. But not joy. Now, what should you do now if you want to have joy, and abundance, and life you can love and you live it powerfully? As my student proved it to me, even if you spend more than a year being confronted with the cost of your seed level, until you activate intention, you still won't allow no thing, because you'll resist how it is. Because you say it's wrong. It shouldn't be. You should be more, better, different. Only when all the have to, need to, want to, and should are transcended can no thing emerge. And you need to intend for it. I am canceling tomorrow's Feel Your Face workshop. I prefer that you, instead, learn to activate your intention and use it to intend to see your seed level. See it with sober eyes, and get to know thing. I am sorry to break it to you, but unless you do, your seed level will remain the same, scarcity. And everything you'll do will be coming from that, just like it has. No soup for you. Frown. It's not that life doesn't want to give you soup. It is not that you don't deserve it. It is that even if you get everything you want, you'll still have the feeling of scarcity, because you can't feel different unless your seed level is different. I felt worthless, no matter what successes I had, until that winner incident. Although I won awards, I was admired, loved, was on prime TV, blah blah blah. But no matter what, I was worthless. My feelings were of a worthless person. A worldview is when no proof to the contrary will change your mind. Hell yeah. One of the significant achievements has been of the 1,000, the special people of humanity, is that they don't live out of their original seed level. So you see, it is a big achievement, in spite of the fact that millions of people participate in programs that want them to get into no thing. What all those programs miss, i.e. don't have, don't teach, because they don't know, is that intention is energetic. It is a switch. And unless you accidentally turn it on, it is not on, never on. Did the 1,000 intentionally turn it on? No. Accidentally, I say. It happened, to all of them, in a moment of defiance. Defying fate. Defying failure. Try it on. The physical aspect of defiance. And you'll accidentally turn on intention, the energy. Joan of Arc did it. Archimedes did it. Copernicus did it. Alfred Dreyfus did it. I did it. My father did it. It should be in the Kabbalah, but it isn't. It's physical. You can't think your way to it. Frown. Anyway, here is the link to get the training. Intend to get to no thing.